Okay. So what I understand concept is that there are two kinds of fluents, basic fluents and derived fluents. So I'll give you an example. We did not discuss this very much, say, on the block board. So we have, say, on X, A, B. So A is on top of B. Okay, I'll write in this way. This style, the style is different here, but if I write on AB, now I could write above AB in terms of on AB. Okay. So I can write something like a program, say above XY, if this is a logic program, say on XY, above XY, if on X, Z, and above Z, Y. So it's kind of a logic style writing. So on is a basic fluent, while above is defined in terms of on. Okay. So when we are talking about, when we do this inertia and when we do the transition function, we can do the transition with respect to the basic thing. And after we do the transition, we can do apply this rule to get the derived fluent. So that's one way we can do. So when we do transition from one state to another, we can do the transition, say it has, so this is a state, and this is all the basic, and this is the derived one. Then I can just do the transition with respect to the basic ones, and the derived ones are derived from this. Okay? So here, the basic ones are again on AB, and it's defined in terms of some kind of measurement, that when on AB is true, I mean, if you are really grounded in a physical world, in the robots and so on, you need to be able to, you are basically making measurements. And so from that sense, in measurements, you have to decide whether on AB is true or not, whenever you are deciding. So that's what probably this is, that when you can say that on this block is on top of this block. This is kind of list notation. So instead of writing this way, it's written as, say, on A and B. It's written this way. And when you have this question mark, this basically means it's a variable. What we use is usually a capital, something is a variable, or X, Y variable, and so on. A, B, a constant. Here they use question mark to have a variable. Okay. So this side is basic one. On table is a basic, not actually this side, on table is a basic fluent. On is a basic fluent. On table is a basic fluent. Now clear is not a basic fluent. Okay. So whenever you have a relation, so it's not a basic fluent, and in logic program style we can define this. So we can say block is clear if, okay, there is nothing on top of the block, right? So this is not really, so you have to be careful here. So if you, what it is written here, you would write is say, block X, block Y. So you are grounding these variables X, Y. That is what the first steps do. They are kind of telling the type of the variable. Okay. And so you are saying, okay, it's a block X, block Y, and not on other block. So, block is a block, not on other block. So you don't define here, so something is missing here. This other should be defined, should be given a per set, right? You don't have the block Y. So you're saying X is a block and not on yx. Okay? So now if you think of this, let me see if this is correct or not. If I even write this block y and not on yx. So I know, but your syntax is the same. So how do you distinguish that? So if there is no block Y here, that means it's for all blocks? That's the idea. Okay. So if you don't have a percept, but then you wouldn't know that, I mean, okay. I mean, then you would not know that this other is a block. It could be any object. Right, but that, I mean, that is a different thing than, I mean, there are two different issues, whether this Y could be a block or something else. That's a different issue. The issue is when you write like this, I mean, you talk about that this is a Horn clause, then how do you introduce the for all instead of the there exists, that is the meaning, normal meaning associated with it. Okay, yeah, that is fine. But how do you, so that part is fine. So, but how do you not understand this as, means you, how do you not understand it this way? What is it that tells you that you should think that X is a block and all the, none of the other blocks are on X? What is in the syntax that tells you that? I know how to write this. I'm just saying that if this, I mean, so what she's saying is whenever this other does not appear here, that means I have to consider all the possibilities. And I'm just saying, thinking is that, is this the right way to think? Is block Y on Y X means, okay. That could be a potential problem, so we can discuss that. I mean, I'm not here to discuss problems, more to understand. So, but one of the things, I mean, we have not discussed your project, so I talked to Pat, and one of the things you could do is actually formalize this thing, what he has in Icarus, to a more formal definition. So that's when we will talk about it, when you discuss, because definitely this is, could be a problem to think. No, what is the problem? What is the problem here? Right. No, she's saying, so we need to, so she's saying if you don't have other appear in the percept, then that means that you want to consider all possibilities. I mean, that's kind of a mental thing. It's not, it's not, if you do a, so what would be a direct translation of this to Horn program? And that way you will see, or in the logic program, and that way you will see if there is a, if you have a problem or not. Just because something is missing, that means you take for all. If two, what happens if you two of them missing, then you take for all of both of them. So we'll think about it, that, discuss that.
Right.
That's what she said. Because there, I mean, the fact that other does, so when you other does not appear here, I mean, there are two things mixed up, is what is the type of other, right? Suppose I want to say my clear and my domain just has blocks. So I don't really, I want to say other as a block. I don't want to. So when I have something clear, on top of that block, if there is some pin, to me it's clear. Only if there's no block. Well, I'm just trying to, because you have to stretch it. When you define something formally, okay, let's do this. So if we want to define something formally, clear means there is no block on top of it. So how do I say that? No. How do I define this clear in terms of on here? You can think of do it this way later. So my point is that we have this top on, right? And now I want to define clear in a way saying that a block is clear if there is no block on top of it. Okay? If I put some oil on top of it, it's still clear. If I put some powder, it's still clear. Yeah, no, I can assume a domain where you can put other things on the block. Okay, let us assume. I mean, you have to stretch to see. No, I'm trying to understand. If you don't have this here, what does that mean? That means that this should be for all things. Or does it mean that this other is not, means what it binds to, I don't care. So when I have a variable and it does not have the binding in the percept, right? So what does that mean? No, there are two things you are specifying here, two different things. So, and that's what my worry is. The two different things are, the fact that other does not appear in percept, right, means that you are saying that instead of there exists, I should use for all. Is that true? That other is not bound, so I cannot write it like the way I wrote. That's just one thing, right? No, forget about the object part. So, first, instead of there exists, it should be for all, right?
Yeah.
That's one thing you want to express by not having other. Okay? That instead of there exists, it should be for all.
It's
what?
Other
exists, right. So if other is not in the percept field, then it is false. So that is one idea that you want to express. Now, is there any other idea you want to express? Okay, if that is the case, that so if something does not appear there, then you want to say it's not, instead there exists, it's false. And I mean, for that matter, if I, so what, so in a sense, I mean, all this, say for example, the percept that you are mentioning, that block is of type block, its important purpose is not that it's of type block, its important purpose is that it should be there exists. because I can just reason that on is appears there with block, so it's not the type part which it is the percept is mentioning, but it is the there exists part. Okay, so we'll need to discuss all that and talk to Pat also what he has in mind. Okay. But some of the details we will, that's the part of your project we will discuss. But the important point is I'm trying to match what these things are. And so there are basic fluents and derived fluents. The basic fluents are where these tests are just they have just tests and measurements. And derived fluents have this relation, which basically defining. And what is relation is basically, is if you know logic program, it's saying this is true if this is true. And now, so another challenge for you is, can you write above? Because there's two different rules. So here you allow, so can I put two relations here? Okay, I don't want you to challenge you in the class, but all these are basically points you should write down to think about how do I write above in terms of on using this syntax. You don't have to answer me now. Okay, I'm not trying. You want to answer me now, that's fine. But I don't want to force you. So you want to write it here, how one can write above in terms of on? Okay, write down there. Let's see how. On that side you can write, so this is. So how would you write above in terms of on? You know that, yeah. So you can allow recursion there, like you can have above and above there?
Yeah, we can have recursion. Like you define above.
And you can have here and here. Okay. So, you write in separate. Oh, you have your block. No, this is on stack, picked up. Okay. Okay, so do you understand the concepts and the relation between what we were discussing before? The concepts in Icarus? So they are kind of defining basic fluents and derived fluents. Okay, so the next thing to understand is skills. So if you see the top of them, unstacked, this, picked up, stacked, so these are the head of all the skills are concept names, right? So skills is basically, in some sense, the head is a concept name, a concept instance or concept that we want to make true. Okay, we want to make that true. So then the rest of this thing is defining. So percept we can ignore. Percept is the type part, right? And start is basically preconditions saying So this is the head, this is the concept we want to make it true. And then there is a brief, this is the actions and sub-goals. So actions and sub-goals and then preconditions. So the start is like precondition when, so for this skill, okay, for this skill, if I want to make this true, then guys, no, just ask me, don't do that. No discussion there. So if you have points to help me, tell me. So skills head is a concept that we want to make true, and then how do we make true? So there's basically a sequence of, so either there's a sequence of kind of basic actions, which I would say basic actions, or a sequence of, from this example, it's like a sequence of skill names. That means, so in this example, it says do grass, do vertical move. So these are very basic actions. And in this part, they have the sub-goals, which are basically, again, skill names or concept names that are a sequence of basic actions or a sequence of concepts that we want to achieve in order. So we want to achieve in order. Tell me, what is it that you want to say? Not here. In this example, or the previous one. Okay. Yes. Which one? Tell me the right side, left side, third, left side. This one, right? Okay. Huh? Yeah, you know this. This. I mean, the way I write, yeah, it's not, or how you can say? So how it, because we are just giving the rule, what is beyond that we haven't said, okay? I think Pat or they use the Hahn projects in a very loose sense. So, because as I said, I mean that's what we were saying. If we, this is not allowed in Hahn plus, that's the same point. So, that's we need to do, I'll discuss it more. See, that's not fine. Okay. So, so the intuition of a skill is basically saying I want to achieve this concept. How can I achieve this? I can do a sequence of basic actions, which basic actions have the star in front of them, or I could do a sequence of, achieve a bunch, sequence of concepts one by one. But before I can do that, I would have some, it has to satisfy some preconditions. I mean, I cannot use this skill. The skill is basically saying to do this, you have to do this sequence, but only under these conditions. So these preconditions are written as the start part. So am I explaining correctly now? Okay. So in a sense, yes. Is what? Search? No, no, there's no search. I mean the. This basically saying that to achieve this thing, you need to do this sequence of achieve this sequence of concepts one by one. Okay. So now there is of course problem there. I mean, there could be problem there. But this is what it means now. You're asking about search. once you understand this, then you can think a little deeper that and tell us. So skill is basically saying, if I want to achieve this, if I have these preconditions true, then I can do this sequence of basic actions if they are given, or this sequence of they call it sub-goals, or it's called sub-goals, is basically another sequence of concepts that I want to achieve. Sub-goals is a good term. Okay. Now, the interesting thing that you could use is, you can define a notion, for example, the correctness of a skill. Because anybody can write something like this. How do we know that this skill actually does what it's supposed to do? Okay? I mean, I can write something saying skill stack AB, and then I wrote something. How do I know that that does it? Now, I could, I can say, oh, it's the programmer's problem. If the programmer writes wrong skills, then it's his problem or her problem. But we can verify it. So what we could do is we could define the basic actions that are there. We can define the effect of those basic actions. Okay? And if it's just a sequence of basic actions, we can see that if we do this from this in a state where this precondition is satisfied, and I do this sequence of basic actions, then if it takes me to a state where this concept is achieved. Remember, we have an initial state sigma, and that's the precondition coming in. And then I do this sequence of basic actions, then I get to here, and I have to check if this is satisfied here or not. So I can do that. But for this one, it's a little more complicated. If I have this part, so now I have to prove that any trajectory where the initial state, this precondition is true, and in that trajectory, I achieve this concept, then I achieve this concept, then I achieve this concept, at the end I will be able to achieve this. This concept will be true. I don't want to break it down. The skills are defined this way. Skills are defined with a head or a name of the skill saying this skill will achieve this thing true, make this true. And saying how does this make it true? It says yes, this skill is particularly applicable if you have these preconditions true, there are some conditions. And then you can do, if it is this kind, you do this sequence of actions. Or if it is this kind, you achieve this sub-goal, then you achieve this sub-goal, and so on. There will be. Yes, there could be skills with same names because they would have different preconditions, and so a particular skill, when you have this precondition, you use this part of the thing. If you have some other precondition, you use the other one.
So for one same precondition.
Uh-huh. That one I do not know. If you have multiple, then you have choice of what to do. Can you have multiple for the same precondition? So theoretically it allows you to have those. Okay? So one of the theoretical notions to explain or proceed is to define the notion of the correctness of a skill, and so actually some skills are correct, defined correct here. Like you can say these skills that are defined for block wall are actually correct skills. So you can define and then prove. Okay? Because any time, obviously when you have, when we talk about algorithm program, anybody can write anything there, but there is always a notion of correct program, correct algorithm. Okay, it will indeed achieve what it's supposed to. So similarly, when you write a skill, it's almost like a program you're writing, and you should have a notion of when this skill is indeed correct. No, because you are starting, that's important. You can start with saying that, it can be more general than, the simplest case is, if you start in a state and your preconditions are true and no agent interferes, then you will end up, your skill, whatever you're trying to achieve, will be true. Now, if there are other agents who can intervene in between, then the definitions become more complicated, and I actually have a paper which you will discuss in the class. You can use ideas from that. There is no precondition for, okay, so that's a good point. You're saying if I am here, if I am proving correctness, and I'm here, I have to show that indeed, if for this to be correct, that the preconditions of this is going to be true after that. That would be another condition on correctness, because if I write a sequence and I cannot execute beyond this, then I'm not going to finish it. Oh, you never say that, okay.
Oh,
you took them out? So what are there? Okay, so what is there in the skill? So what more things are there besides percept, start and sub-goals? Then you have to... Okay, so there are required field and the effect field.
Yeah, and the required field is the concept that should be true during the whole project. So it will...
Okay, that makes it, that's important. So preconditions and, okay, so there's a required and effect. Okay, because this effect was important. Because I was saying, if you do this sequence, then you have to use this effect to be able to prove its correctness. And of course, you can use this required as part of your condition. When you define, you have to say that all trajectories where this required thing is true. So you have to have a definition of the correctness of the skill. That would be good. Oh, wait. So the effect of a skill, say you have an effect of a skill clear A, isn't it just clear A, or are there some other things, when you say effect, there are some other things you want to make true? And it will be always basically saying if you do this sequence, then these will be true at the end.
Okay.
So definitely there is a that makes the definition of correctness simpler, but you definitely need one, because people then you can just verify people. It can be part of the implementation when people write skills. It can just tell them if it can be a system and this. Something can add to a curve. When people writing skills, it will automatically tell them this is not a correct skill if they write a wrong one with respect to whatever is known. So you can compile the skills. Basically, you can have a compiler level where it can tell which skills are correct and which are not, or if the skills are consistent. If all the whole bunch of them together are correct or not, because one depends on the other. So I think we understand the skills. Yes. No. So she's saying effect. The head is the main skill, and the effects are includes the what is in the head plus some other side effects. That means some other things that will become true if you follow this sequence. If that's the main thing, you will put in the head, yeah. But if you want to, but okay, let me, the other thing which is not obvious, but which is cements and it. So suppose you want to make three things true, and you don't find something in the head, right? I mean, what you could do is basically define a new concept which says that this concept is true if these three things are true. Okay? So you can always define new concepts, that's what the desired things are. You can always define new concepts which depend on a bunch of other things becoming true, and have skills for them if necessary. The whole picture is not clear. We go one by one. So we understand concept, we understand what a skill is. Okay, there are two other things, problem solving and learning. But these are the basic things. I mean, these are not algorithmic, these are the basic things. What is a concept, what is a skill? Okay? We'll have similar notions in the class when we discuss more things. So there's a notion like skill in, we'll talk about later. More formal. You don't have unstacked here, right? You don't have unstacked, the skill for unstacked. No. Is there? Okay. Okay, unstacked, yeah. And you don't empty it? You don't empty your hand? Okay, in that. So that's why the result of clear A will be you'll have something in your hand, not hand empty. Okay, this is an example, it depends on what you want.
So if I put the fact that my hand holds on the neck, so this is more expressive?
If you put...
I mean, I
you can put only one thing in the head. Okay.
My question is that if I put four, so
you put
more expressive than...
You can put one thing. So you can put either clear there or you can put not hand empty there. You can put only one thing on the head.
Yes, I know that you call it not to that
reason. Right.
Yes. So my question is that why do you just put only one? It's too tall, so it's...
Because you're trying to match, I mean, it makes it easier to match. If you want to have three things, then you have to... I mean, it's the algorithm style. You're looking for this, so you find that skill. Okay? Otherwise you have to do partial match and which subsumes match and all kind of other complicated things. What happened to her? Wendy? Okay. Okay. Yes. No, it's not that way. It's more like you can think of the skills as what are the things that I want, what are the sub-programs I want. It's like a procedure name, and when you write a program in C or something, you make some procedure name so that you can call that procedure to do things. So here you're saying, okay, to do my things, I need to clear something, I need to empty my hand, so you just define those ones. Whatever you want, and you say, okay, these are the things, and then I can write a bigger program using these skills. Effects are basically whatever, if it's correct skill, whatever, if you do that sequence in that order, what will be at the end? Okay. Okay. Any more questions? So problem solving chain of skills, chain of concepts, initial state. So let me see if I am missing something. So skill execution, let me just, I'm just trying to say what I understand and you tell me if I'm wrong. That's it. So here you want to clear A, and so you go to the definition of clear A, and your initial state is on CB and on BA. So you see there might be many skill definitions for clear, and you see which one satisfies this on CB, on BA. You pick that particular one, and it will tell you do this and do this, and then you do that recursively. Somewhere you need to say the so clear A suppose has unstackable BA followed by unstack BA, right? So, and if the initial state is on CB on BA, so you need to get the effect here and try to test it. Is it your responsibility to test it before you start exploring the unstack BA? I mean, it is your responsibility, because when you are looking for unstack BA, you have to look for the proper definition of unstack BA, where that particular, whatever is true here, matches with the stack condition of that one. No, I understand.
If we
right. So how does it check the start condition of unstack BA is true? Is it like a global variables of what is known to be true false, or is doing some reasoning? Is it like by sensing or by reasoning? Like, so every cycle you are sensing the world?
Yeah, like unstack.
Whatever you can sense, you have those values. Okay, so at every cycle you know everything and then use that.
But at every cycle you know everything doesn't mean you have to sense it as it is. Just know which part that came, which part it didn't change, and as long as you know you exactly the entire set, so you can have.
No, no, you change, but there are other agents which can change.
Oh.
Okay, so I think that becomes a little more clear. So it's useful for proving correctness, and it would be useful to create new skills.